You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome right here to KC Forum on this gorgeous weekend here in April. And hope everybody's having a good weekend. I'm Kathy Quinn from Fox 4 Normally on The Morning Show, and we are here every single Sunday on this radio station to bring you KC Forum. It's public affairs with an entertaining spin. Don't miss it, 6:30 to 7. And if there's something you want to talk about, you want to hear, just drop me a line at kathy.quinn@wdaftv4.com. Okay, on this weekend's show, we're going to find out all about Warriors Academy. They have a women's self-defense class that they're going to be teaching, a seminar. Also, they have time during lunch where you can get fit, and it's just really a great thing. So Warriors Academy is going to be coming up in a little while. We'll also learn about the ASPCA and the good work that they do, finding homes for dogs and cats all across the Kansas City area. First up, we are going to talk about Catholic Charities and Outpaced Poverty. Lots of good stuff they're doing over there at Catholic Charities here in Kansas City. And I have Jared Sanderson on the line. How are you, Jared?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kathy.
Outpaced Poverty is a walk that's happening at the Liberty Memorial, and it's happening in June, on June the 20th. And really, Catholic Charities is doing this. It's for a good cause.
We really want to do both. We definitely could use the dollars to support our friends and neighbors in our community who are struggling, who've met some hardships, but really the awareness piece is just as important. So we want to get as many people out there as we can to really show Kansas City that we're there to support our friends and our neighbors.
Can you tell us about Catholic Charities, the background behind it, a little bit, so for folks out there who may not know?
Yes, Catholic Charities provides a lot of different things. What we're really focused on is really helping people transform their lives. So that can come through a number of different avenues. Our focus is really to provide a positive experience for people and to recognize people as individuals and as human beings. What we've seen, especially since the economic downturn, is that the people coming through our doors are not the people that we generally put with the face of poverty. When we think of poverty, we generally think of soup kitchens and shelters, and that's definitely a piece of it. But we've come to recognize that the working poor, people who are employed, single mothers that are working, this really is more the face of poverty than the things that we generally tie to it. So for Catholic Charities, our goal is really to help people stabilize, to recognize their struggles, to recognize them as individuals, and to recognize that we have just as much to learn from the people that we work with as they may have to learn from us. So for us, it's not a top-down, we're here to help you. It's we're here to learn together, and we're here to walk on this journey together. And quite often what people get from us pales in the comparison of what we get from them, the perspective, the humility, and some of the incredible experiences we have. We take away just as much. So for Catholic Charities, that's really what we're about. We're about transforming lives and helping people really walk that journey back to self-sufficiency.
And I mean, literally walk and run. I mean, with this Outpaced Poverty, this is what you're doing. You're raising money to help with all the services.
Yes, absolutely. It's the metaphor is a very apt one. we do that. That is a journey for everybody, and that journey is different. But it's very much physical as much as it is mental and emotional. So Outpaced Poverty for us is an event that really touches on all components of those things.
Okay, Jared Sanderson's on the line with Catholic Charities. There are different divisions, different groups, like you are Catholic Charities of Kansas City?
Yes, we're Catholic Charities of Kansas City St. Joseph. So the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese is on the Missouri side. And so our friends on the Northeast Kansas side, it's a separate diocese. We do work with them, and really supporting Catholic Charities is supporting Catholic Charities. So I would encourage anybody to support Catholic Charities on either side of the state line, but we do operate on the Missouri side.
All right, the Missouri side. So we're talking about Catholic Charities of Kansas City, St. Joseph. Okay, so Outpaced Poverty, how can people get involved if they'd like to sign up for it? What do they do?
Yes, it's free to walk. www.outpacedpoverty.org is a website to go to with all the information for sign up, all the information for walking. So it's free to sign up, it's free to walk. So if people just want to come out and just show the support by being there, we certainly encourage that. And obviously there are links on that website where you can donate, or you can get your friends to donate. And then so there are levels based on how much you donate. T-shirts, the initial prize, and then moving up into larger packages for the more support that we get. So we really do want to see a sea of people out there. The dollars are nice. We definitely can use them to help people meet their needs. But we really want to we want a physical presence and a visual presence as well. So www.outpacedpoverty.org.
And do you ever look for volunteers? Because I know a lot of organizations rely on their volunteers.
Yes, we couldn't do it without volunteers. When we have volunteers that help with everything that we do, help with events just like Outpaced Poverty, we have some volunteers who help work directly with people. Their passion is actually connecting with individuals who are struggling, connecting with individuals who are seeking out help. We have volunteers who organize some of our in-kind donations that we turn around and give to people in need. So we're constantly recruiting volunteers. I think anybody interested in volunteering can always just call our main number, 816-221-4377. Let them know that they're interested in volunteering. And we can really provide a lot of different opportunities based on what somebody's specific skill set is or specific desire is.
All right. So you can put them to work, whatever they need, you can fit them in a place there.
Yes, absolutely. If working with people is something they're interested in, we can connect them directly to the people we serve. If working behind the scenes is something that people are more comfortable with, we can certainly do that as well. It takes every one of those pieces to make this thing come together.
We're talking to Jared Sanderson from Catholic Charities of Kansas City, St. Joseph. So, Jared, how long have you been involved, and how did you find yourself a place at Catholic Charities?
I've been at Catholic Charities for going on 8 years in June. My initial starting point for Catholic Charities was as a foster care case manager. The foster care system was a place that I had worked in previously in residential care. Was something that was near and dear to my heart. I think anybody who has recognized what it is like for a child to be removed from a home, that piece I think is more visible, but recognizing the impact that it has on the parents too. And I think for me, being able to have compassion for the child became compassion for the parent once I started working with these families and started seeing the love that a lot of these families have for their children, and they just lack the resources and or the education to raise or raise the children or take care of the children in a way that's sufficient. So I started in foster care, and since then have worked in just about every area that we've got, worked with every population, have done some administrative work, have done some direct service work, was able to do clinical counseling. So there's always been a place for me at Catholic Charities, and I've always, one of the things that I've always loved about Catholic Charities is the willingness to serve anybody and everybody. We serve people of all faiths, of all backgrounds, all income statuses, all socioeconomic backgrounds, and I find that to be in line with my own personal mission. So I've always felt comfortable here and always felt supported here.
You know, it's nice that someone like you, it just sounds like you love what you're doing. You love your job.
I do. For me, it's, I don't say this as a cliche, I get more back from the people that we work with than I give. The perspective that comes with some of the struggles that the people we work with face, it's perspective that I'm not going to get myself because I don't live under those circumstances. And I'm thankful for the solid foundation that I had as a child and the supports that I have as an adult. But it's very easy to recognize working in this position with Catholic Charities that that's not the case for everybody.
All right.
And it's very easy to look past that because I'm so used to having those things. But when I have to think about what it would be like if I couldn't pick up the phone when I had a flat tire and ask somebody to help give me a ride to work, or I couldn't pick up the phone and call a friend who had a pickup truck when I needed to move, we start removing those supports that we get so used to. And it's very easy to see how somebody can arrive in a position where they just can't make ends meet. So for me, that's it's a constant reminder working here that that I have a lot of blessings and I have a lot of things to be thankful for. And I should give back to the individuals who didn't have the same kind of start that I did.
Oh, Jared, you're wonderful. My goodness, Catholic Charities is really lucky to have you there as well. Okay, so just finally, Outpaced Poverty. It's in June. People want to go. Just go to the website. They can find out. And it's all for a very good cause. And you have been a pleasure right here on KC Forum. Thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All righty. And good luck with the Outpaced Poverty.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, we got more on the way. Stay with us. 3, 2, 1. Outpaced Poverty is a walk that's happening at the Liberty Memorial, and it's happening in June, on June the 20th. And really, Catholic Charities is doing this. It's for a good cause.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
For over 20 years, Summit Lawn and Landscape has provided residential and commercial customers with exceptional quality and service at an affordable price. Summit offers a full landscape design service with two full-time designers. Projects can go from blue line scale drawings to finished products. Proper design can make the difference between an acceptable yard and a truly breathtaking landscape. Landscape design, sprinkler systems, outdoor lighting, fire pits, and lawn fertilization are just a few of the many services Summit Lawn and Landscape offers. At Summit Lawn and Landscape, they know how important it is to maintain and beautify your exterior surroundings, because your lawn and landscape is the first thing people notice. You can ask the pros at Summit Lawn and Landscape by calling 816-966-9434 to make an appointment, or go to their website at summitlawn.com. Let the professional design staff at Summit Lawn and Landscape provide you with the landscape design and your dreams. That's Summit Lawn and Landscape, 816-966-9434, or online at summitlawn.com.
Good morning, everyone. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to Rachel from the Great Plains SPCA. What is your mission statement at Great Plains SPCA?
At Great Plains SPCA, we are here to save and protect and improve the lives of pets while strengthening the bond between them and their human companions. So we are all about pets and people and those important relationships between pets and people of all ages. So we have quite a variety of programs, a dozen actually, between our Independence, Missouri, and Merriam, Kansas campuses. But lots of programs to help. Adoptions, a lot of people know us for that, and we're proud to do that every day. But we also have veterinary care available for our shelter pets, but also available to the public. And then just so many neat, unique programs, like our Kids Summer Camp program, our Sassy Seniors program. A lot happening to help everyone in the Kansas City community.
You know, and you say you're working to make, you know, lives better for these pets, these animals, but I mean, you live it. I want to tell the folks, if that's okay, about your little baby that who's actually in the office with you today.
Yeah, she's sitting right next to me snoring, so I hope no one can hear her snoring.
But you take it to heart, Rachel. Tell me about it.
She's my 55-pound baby, and she is one of the many pets that we helped last year. In 2014, we were able to help 35,000 pets, and we had 10,000 come into our shelters for care. So a lot of animals, and her name is Mama. She was living in Independence in a sad situation with an owner who was breeding her, treating her as a baby machine, and selling the puppies online. So not a great life for her or any of the other dogs in the situation. But once animal control learned of it, went and got her and everyone that she was there with, they came to her independent shelter. And she came into foster care with me because I take my work home just like everyone else does here.
Right.
And I had her and her eight puppies. And once they grew up, they went off into homes. And I still have her because she stole my heart. And I am proud to be a foster flunky because I failed and I kept her, and it's the best failure ever.
You know, but there is a dog and a cat for everyone, and it just seems like sometimes they pick you.
They completely pick you. We always ask who rescued who or who adopted who. And I say we need t-shirts for people to wear that say I'm adopted, because pets just have such a neat hold on a person, and it's really such a beneficial relationship.
Okay, so how difficult or how easy is it if you'd like to adopt from the Great Plains SPCA?
Very easy. If you are deciding that you would like to grow your family, we would love to help you do that. It is an honor for anyone to come to our organization, but we just love anyone who wants to adopt a shelter pet, because you're saving the life of that pet you take home, but you're also saving a second life, the life of the pet that gets to take their place at our facilities. So if someone is interested in adopting, please just come on down. You can look at the website and see photos of pets available for adoption, but it's great to just come to the shelter and see who you fall in love with, because while you might be looking for a specific pet, you might walk out with a different one that spoke to your heart. So we have great adoptions counselors making those perfect matches. Yeah, you fill out an adoption survey and you say, this is my lifestyle. I'm ready to run 5 miles a day, or I'm ready to be a couch potato. I want a lap dog, or I want a huge Great Dane. You tell us who you're looking for, and then you get to go through the shelter, take a look at everyone that we have at that time, and then if you are interested, you do a meet and greet, you sit down, and you have some time with that pet. And then if it works out great, you talk with our adoption counselor, and you can be out of there in just a couple hours with mm-hmm. a brand new pet. And sometimes it goes faster than that, but we'd certainly have a conversation, make sure that it's a good fit. But it's really pretty flexible, pretty relaxed. We don't want it to feel like you're taking a test. It's a big decision, but we want it to be a fun one, so sure. we make it a good process.
All right, and so where are your locations?
So we're in Merriam, Kansas, and Independence, Missouri, and we have all kinds of things on our website right now. So anyone wanting to learn more, please go there. But you will notice right now what we're really talking about is Pawtini. So that's our big event coming up on March 7th. It is going to be literally a rockin' event, mm-hmm. and tickets are on sale right now. So we would love people to join us for Pawtini.
All right, so Pawtini's coming up. They can look that up on the website, which is?
GreatPlainsSPCA.org.
Your funding is, you just depend on the folks out there, right?
This is exactly what we're depending on. Pawtini to hopefully raise $400,000, but that's one event. We want people to love us throughout the year and come support us throughout the year. So come to Pawtini, but then even if you have $5, $10, $50, please consider donating it to Great Plains SPCA because we are a local organization. A lot of folks think that we are the ASPCA and mm-hmm. a local chapter, but we're actually not affiliated with that national organization. We are a local 501c3 helping local pets and local families. So we rely on donations to keep doing what we're doing. And as far as the costs go for our pets, for every pet coming into our care, we could incur anywhere between $400 to $800 or more per animal. Mm. And an adoption fee can range from $45 to $250. So we lose money on each pet, mm-hmm. but we're happy to do that. That's why we're here, and that's why we need donations to continue doing that.
All right, Ms. Rachel with Great Plains SPCA, just want to ask you one last question. When you fostered Mama, did you have any clue that Mama may not leave your home?
You know, it's so funny because everyone around me could tell that she was staying, and she knew she was staying. She was not going to go anywhere, and I thought she was going to be with me for maybe a few weeks, and then she'd be off and find her perfect family. And then you just know. I just knew and just struck a chord, and she kind of wondered what took me so long to decide.
Oh, that is so cute. All right. Well, you give her a big hug for us, okay?
Will do. Thank you for letting us talk about Great Plains SPCA.
All right, Ms. Rach. And one more time, phone number for folks out there.
913-742-7319. Mm-hmm. And our website is GreatPlainsSPCA.org. But whether you go to the website or anywhere else online, check out our Facebook page. You get to see daily pet photos. It is so much fun. So I really encourage anyone to go to our Facebook page.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachel, and have fun at Pawtini.
Thank you.
All right. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
For over 20 years, Summit Lawn and Landscape has provided residential and commercial customers with exceptional quality and service at an affordable price. Summit offers a full landscape design service with two full-time designers. Projects can go from blue line scale drawings to finished products. Proper design can make the difference between an acceptable yard and a truly breathtaking landscape. Landscape design, sprinkler systems, outdoor lighting, fire pits, and lawn fertilization are just a few of the many services Summit Lawn and Landscape offers. At Summit Lawn and Landscape, they know how important it is to maintain maintain and beautify your exterior surroundings, because your lawn and landscape is the first thing people notice. You can ask the pros at Summit Lawn and Landscape by calling 816-966-9434 to make an appointment, or go to their website at summitlawn.com. Let the professional design staff at Summit Lawn and Landscape provide you with the landscape design and your dreams. That's Summit Lawn and Landscape, 816-966-9434, or online at summitlawn.com.
We're going to talk now about the Warriors Academy, guys. This is really exciting. Frost Asab is here, and this, of course, is your school. I have heard so much about it. First of all, you know, I mean, I have, and I've heard that it's unique in a lot of the self-defense classes that you all teach. But first of all, Frost, how long have you been in Kansas City?
I moved in Kansas City fully in 1996.
And started small, and now the school is really taken off.
Yes, it really took off. I mean, we are just overall been a good way. We're just how it just really took off in such a short amount of time.
Let's talk about self-defense classes, because I know there are so many different ones that you offer at the school. And even what is so cool, you're launching a lunchtime fitness course, which I probably should join. And this is not just for young kids, old kids. This is for people of all ages.
Oh, it is for all ages. Actually, we just launched in our kids program 2 months ago. Our program, I mean, the academy itself is full of adults, honestly. Like just you said, a lot of people, when they see martial arts, they think it's just kids karate or that. No, absolutely not. It's, I mean, we're very kind of adult-oriented. We opened up a good kids program and trying to grow that program right now.
All right, let's talk about...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Frost. Self-defense, you just hit on that for a moment. Brazilian, jiu-jitsu. What is it about self-defense that's becoming so popular now?
What I got is we're very unique in that aspect. Mm-hmm. The self-defense program I got is the Krav Maga, which I teach. It's the Israeli self-defense, which is a very practical, fast way to get people to train. It descended originally from the Israeli military system, and it's more of a combative art, which in my classes in particular, it's not about just hitting mitts and getting there. Yes, we work on that. We also discuss and work on the mental and all the awareness aspects.
So it's not something, for instance, that's going to be too difficult for anybody to learn and to know how to use if they need it.
Absolutely not. Yep. It's one of those. It's made to get somebody ready in a short amount of time. Kind of in certain situations. Yes, we have also a rank system and all that going, but this is like purely self-defense.
Okay, and that's what I was going to ask you, because you're talking about the rank system. Oh, yes, I'm a blah, blah belt, and I'm a this and that. Some people don't care about that. They just want to know that they have the tools to protect themselves.
Absolutely. You do not need to be ranked in this program just to see if you're good at it or not. I have people that just let it come to me. I usually sit with the clients. What is your goal? Some of them say, I want to get fit and I want to learn self-defense. Some of them said, I want to be more in self-defense and I want to rank up. Either way, people are learning. You don't need to be, let's say, a red rank in my belt system to be proficient in it. I have people that just train and they don't want to rank up. And that's what makes it very unique.
Ah, okay. Where are you located?
We are located in the Crossroad, 1737 Oak.
Which is very popular now. I mean, people are moving out there. It's a lot of things going on in the Crossroads right now. And okay, so let's talk about the lunchtime fitness.
The lunchtime fitness, we have actually, the lunchtime fitness, we call it Warrior Fit, which is run by Coach Derek Bohai. Mm-hmm. He is our Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and mixed martial arts instructor. And that's also two programs we offer. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is your submission martial art that comes originally from Brazil. And it's also a sport and a martial art. We have people that compete in it. The Warrior Fit that Coach Derek runs, it's one of those we call cardio kickboxing and kind of boot camp style. You get in, you got 30 to 45 minutes, you accomplish, burn your calories, and just, you know, it's a good lunch power hour, we call it.
Power hour. All right, so what you've got is all these coaches that you have and the different organizations involved with the Warriors Academy, they are all certified.
Yes, Coach Derek Bohai is certified. personal trainer. He's also a ranked brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and an accomplished pro fighter. Sarah Lewis is our strength and conditioning coach as well. She runs the Iron Core program. She's a certified personal trainer, and she's a registered dietitian.
Aha, so she's the whole package there. How do I know, for instance, if I come in and I say, okay, Frost, I don't want to get buff. I just want to protect myself. I mean, there's a level for me, right?
Yes.
Okay, because, I mean, say, for instance, if I did boxing before and I just felt like, well, these are young whippersnappers. I'm not, you know, Miss 20-year-old anymore, but I want to exercise, but I want to also make it count. I want to be able to protect myself. So you're going to be able to place me where I need to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the unique thing what we got in this gym is we have different programs too. Like, so you came in and you said, I just want to learn to protect myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get on the ground and grapple or compete. Fine. That's where my Krav Maga program comes in. Some others want to come in and say they want to start learning Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or submission art, or they want to fight. They want to learn professional fighting. We got that there. I have some people said, hey, I just want to get fit.
Yeah.
And that's where we got also the strength, the Iron Core program there, or even the kickboxing cardio program we got.
Okay. And community involvement is very important to the folks at Warriors Academy. Explain that.
Yes. It is. We also kind of emphasize that with our students. Basically, martial arts is being involved in the community. Mm-hmm. And we've been involved in a charity work. Back in the winter, I did a cereal drive, and it was for a couple of homeless kids from the Mission Church was doing that. They wanted to bring cereal boxes to breakfast. And our students, we just announced it and came out of the woodworks and brought a ton of cereal boxes. I even lost count. I mean, the guys and girls that came picked it up, they were just in tears, happy picking that stuff up. Also, Coach Derek, being a Marine vet, he was doing the Toys for Tots program.
Mm-hmm.
And we also filled that up and filled a big box of toys, and he took it up there and shipped it.
I've often heard with jujitsu and with the different martial arts that when you start the children, you know, the younger children, it gives them a sense of that discipline, and they carry that on throughout their schoolwork, throughout their lives. Explain that part of it.
Absolutely. In especially the program we have, like the Young Warriors, we teach them Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Coach Derek. It works on, first of all, the self-control aspect. Mm-hmm. Some of the kids will come in kind of hyper, or kind of all over the place a bit, and they will get involved. What we do is we work on channeling that energy and also work in following guidelines and working together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, some of the kids we have, as they've been engrossed more, some of them started getting calm. They're more focused. They're listening. They're following the techniques. And that's where martial arts play a role, especially jiu-jitsu.
Perfect. If you're tuning in right now, we are talking to Frost Azab, and he is from the Warriors Academy in downtown Kansas City. And if you could tell people out there why they might say, well, wait a minute, maybe that's, you know, martial arts not for me. But from what I understand, you've got people of all ages, and there's a level for everyone. How would you explain that to them?
It's a big mix of age, culture.
How can people get a hold of you? What's the best way?
www.warriorsacademykc.com.
Okay.
And if they're interested, they can read all our info, all our bios up there.
Excellent. Okay, that is it for us this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Kathy Quinn right here on this radio station every single Sunday between 6:30 and 7. And it's all because we have executive producer Katie Connors, associate producer Andrina Byrne, and the Elders allowing us to use their music as our bumper music. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.